201 for 8. 3 to go.
Walsh, 9 overs, none for 26. Darren Goff has 1 over, still to bowl. 9 overs, none for 53. Goff will finish now. From all England bowling figures, no Ashley Giles. We might just see 1 over from him right at the death of this game. Armisen, Flintoff finished. And this is Goff's last.
Overs left now. They need 17 runs from it. It's been a fantastic partnership. 54 between these two, of Brown and Bradshaw. And what field he got. This is the pressure. Everybody's looking at scoreboards. Everyone's trying to see where the captain is. Goff. Bowling his last over. Nice shot down the ground. I'll get at least one. Looking for two. No, it's only one. Well fielded.
He's still up there, Darren Goff. He's still looking to hit the stumps. Hit the stumps, hit the pads. It's not been his day. I mentioned earlier, he will not shirk. Responsibility is his, the most experienced bowler. But has Michael Vaughan gone for broke? All his best bowlers.
Big shot on the leg side, they'll only get one. Just want to let everyone know, if it's a tie, no matter how many wickets are lost, if it's a tie, it will be joint winners.
Shared last time, wasn't it? India, Sri Lanka?
Yeah, because it rained. It rained forever in Colombo.
This deserves an outright winner. The game itself, the game of cricket and this game. 15 from 16 West Indies require. England need 2 wickets.
In the air, just wide of the cover, just one more. Oh, this is exhilarating stuff.
In the air, in the gap.
Oh, nice shot, works it down the third man. One more. Now, I've watched a lot of international cricket. I've never ever seen a game played in conditions so dark. It is so dark. I can't believe that the batsmen are picking up so well. Must be at the batsman at the bowler's end must be yelling out, he's let it go now. Try and see it.
Same for the fielders as well. They're having difficulty sighting the ball. The West Indies batsmen did the right thing. They stayed on. They were offered the light. Goff.
Lower ball works it down the third man. They'll get one. Oh, it's been a good over here for the West Indies. Smart, intelligent play. 5 singles.
You're not kidding, Smart. The pair of them have been very willing, Brown and Bradshaw, to play well forward. They've got big strides in all along. Here we go again. Touch of the gloves. Wait for it. There we go. Back you go again. Let's have some more singles. We're counting this down. Look at the England faces. 12 to win from 13.
Swing and a miss. And it's a dot ball. Finishes his spell. He's gone for 58 off 10. 2 overs to go. 206 for 8.
Well, what a 2 overs this is going to be. We've looked at England faces. Just look at Darren Goff here. All the experience of Goff. Perhaps not being his day. 10 overs, none for 58. But there's a game here to be won by both sides. 12 from 12. 2 overs remain in this Champions Trophy final, and this is going either way.
Down, they can't. It's just, A, it's cold. It's quite dark. In here. 12 runs from 12 deliveries. Well, they just can't sit down. It's just a fantastic match. This is what the game's about. Really is.
It's a great scene. Just looking into the crowd, there are so many photographs going off. They were flashing. And it's going darker and darker by the second. It usually does at this time. 2 overs to go. Worth now starts his last over.
It's that dark here. They might be asking the bowlers to run in with miner's hats on. Oh. Swing and a miss outside off stump. And then I don't think Jones actually picked that up that well.
Now it's business. West Indies need more than a runner ball. 12 from 11. Required rate 6.55. Searing. Just watch him here. We'll watch him. Just take guard. Takes his stance and squints.
Full delivery. They'll give it at least one in Monaco. It's a no ball as well, so that's an extra single, so they get three from it. Oh, that's a big miss. Again, the extras.
Look at his face. Yeah, he's over. The inexperience of Alex Worth has given the West Indies another run here. 9 from 11. Required rate now 4.9.
Worth delivery. No run there. Well ball. Good comeback.
Well, it's animated out there. Support from the captain to the bowler. It's animated on the terraces and it's animated in this commentary box. There's a very deep voice then from the back of the box that just said, a boundary. It was a West Indian voice. Michael Holding, not commentating, but he's saying plenty out there.
Big hit! It's gone around the backward square! It's gone for four! Michael Holding, you got what you wanted!
They're listening to Holding. They're listening to the whistles. Look at this crowd. 5 to win from 9. Brown is pouncing on England here. Brown has gone to 34. What a boundary that is.
Oh, bit of whip, and they just unleashed it West Indian style. And that four, David Lloyd has brought up the highest partnership, ninth wicket partnership, in one day international cricket in history for the West Indies. What a time to do it, under the pump. They were gone. 8 foot 147, they've done a great job. They need 5 for 9 balls. Now, Michael Vaughan, you've got some problems, sir. What are you going to do? You're going to back yourself. You have to bring in a catcher somewhere. Maybe a slip. No, there's still only 4 in the circle. Full pitch delivery, chance for a run out. No, one more. So they need 4 from 8.
Now Michael Holding may shout boundary. Needs one hit. 4 from 8. Look at the boys there. It's not over till the fat lady sings, but she's warbling.
I thought she was humming at 8 for 147, but they threw her out. Oh, look, it's just brilliant. And it's a credit to both teams. They could have easily gone off, but they backed themselves, these two. And now Bradshaw faces here in the darkness. Let me tell you, it is so dark. Oh, beautiful shot. It's gone. They have won it. What a victory. What a magnificent victory for the West Indies. Gutsy effort. Oh, you feel sorry for the England boys, but brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Just look at these scenes here. They're doing all sorts of things. They don't have a clue what they're doing. What a game of cricket that has been. England, West Indies, England winning the game, hands down. But Bradshaw and Brown, they're under there somewhere. There's not anybody left this ground. It's late September in England. They said you can't play cricket at this time. Have a look at that.
Never, ever give up in any sport. What a great example for any sportsman. They were gone. They were gone. 8 for 147. They fought those two, Brown and Bradshaw. They're off at the light. No, we'll back ourselves. And now the England Hull. They didn't deserve to lose this. They worked very hard. Commiserations to those boys. They played well.
Well, there's winners and losers. Look at these boys. They've won an epic game. It's been a magnificent game of cricket. England 217, West Indies have sneaked up on them. 218 for 8, courtesy of Courtney Brown and Ian Bradshaw. A lap of honour. spare a thought, yes, for England. But it's a game of cricket. Don't forget that West Indies could have gone off. They were offered the light. What a decision. They have no clue what they're doing, but they're celebrating. They're celebrating. And look at this boy here. Distraught Michael Vaughan. What a game. Look at these spectators. They've had a ball today. It's been a full house. Corey Collymore, next man in, can't bat at all. Wasn't required. It's been the Brown and Bradshaw, BB, have won this game for the West Indies. Great scenes. Great, great scenes.
I always knew that we were going to win it. People have been saying a lot of things about the West Indies cricket team over the last few years. I mean, I've been seeing it on television, and I thought, you know, all the guys need is there's a few guys to come in there and really help them through. And today, myself and Ian came through for them. I mean, we worked very hard over the last few weeks to get here. I was telling the guys just after the Pakistan match that I don't want any batting because they haven't given me any over the last few games. So, but today it was my turn to put up my hand. And I'm so happy that I did because, you know, I'm really happy for the young boys in the team. They really worked hard.
How hard was it to see the ball?
It was very difficult. But when you come from the Caribbean, we're accustomed playing in that sort of darkness. And I wasn't going anywhere and Ian wasn't going anywhere. So we always knew we were going to pull through.
I know we've got a lot of listeners back in the Caribbean at the moment who will be celebrating tonight. What have you got to say to them?
Well, thanks for all the support we've been pouring in over the last few days after the Caribbean people realized, hey, you know, we have a chance here. So we are really proud to do it for the Caribbean people. And we love them and we hope that we can get their continued support. Thank you.
And they've done some hard work. A lot of the fans and the people of the West Indies have had cyclones and everything going through. I hope this raises their spirits. Why wouldn't it? They've really played well. All the wonderful little countries in the Caribbean. They've done more laps here than I've seen for a while. It's what the game's about. This is a fantastic cricket tournament played on a fantastic venue.